This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, yes, almost to Friday. Might rain a little bit today, too. You should know that. As you already know, the wind has kicked up. So today and tomorrow, get through that. And then tomorrow's got a better chance of rain than today. And then the weekend for St. Patrick's Day already. What? St. Patrick's Day's on Sunday. All of that. So it should be pretty good. Word to the wise. We hear about this all that you would be amazed at how many meetings, how many emails. Our company goes crazy on this stuff. Don't get busted for a copyright violation. Bad Bunny is suing a dude who was posting unauthorized concert footage on YouTube. So the guy was putting up, you know, just like everybody, filming it on his phone. But unlike you, who will never go back and look at your concert video again, he uploaded this stuff. Now, apparently, he's got a fairly popular YouTube channel and was making some money off of it. So Bad Bunny sued him, and they're trying to get $150,000 per video. Or at least some sort of compensation for damages. My guess is they're looking for a settlement and they just want them to stop. We hear about this more than you would know, about using pictures that we're not authorized to do or videos or all that kind of stuff. I have an idea, though. Honestly, going back to a previous point, maybe just put your damn phone down at the concert. Maybe.
Real funny. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
We touched on this a couple of days ago. I think this is crazy. During the pandemic, people stopped chewing gum. And you know how everybody always, oh, well, it's all bounced back to pre-pandemic levels and yada, yada, yada. Not gum. Gum got smoked. They're thinking, no pun intended. Gum, though, because people didn't need to have fresh breath. So that's what they think was the deal. So we were social distancing and wearing masks and all that kind of stuff. Gum never came back. Now, they're still doing about a billion units, which is a lot. But basically, last year, sales were flat, and it's about a third less than what it was before the pandemic. Now, sales in dollars is back to pre-pandemic levels, but that's a lot due to inflation. Like Adrian was saying, he saw gum for $4 in the store the other day. Average price of a pack of gum, $2.71. So they also think that it's because litter, and that we're trying to be more healthy, and a lot of gum has sugar in it, and even artificial sweeteners. We know that that's not good for us and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes things just go out of style. Things just, you know. Experts believe that chewing gum peaked with Gen X. Millennials have generally shown less interest in gum and candy, and Gen Z just straight don't care because they like Sour Patch. They like sour stuff. And just, it's fascinating. Gum, among other things, gum is going by the wayside.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Hey, look at that. It's your almost Friday. Good feeling stories of the day. True story, you really can learn how to be happy. University folks launched a class. This happened in England, but I think it still applies here in America. They launched a class at a university in 2018 called the Science of Happiness. It covers the latest on why some people are happy and some people are just sour, just not happy at all. The study found that students enrolled in the course did come out of it happier than when they went in. But there's a catch. You can't just learn how to be happy and you're done. You gotta commit to it. And that really is, that's the truth. Long-term joy in life requires ongoing practice and dedication. That's what they said about the class. But it really is true. You could choose to make the best out of your situation. I like to think that people that listen to this show practice that.
Sometimes that explains why the ratings aren't so great, because there's a lot of sour people out there in the world. Fine, go be grumpy on your own. We'll be happy over here. This seems like a win-win. There's a group of skateboarders in Southern California who say, hey, we'll deep clean your pool for free, but here's the deal. You let us drain it and then skate around in it first. And then when we're done, we'll clean it. It's brilliant. And then I don't know if it's a straight trade or if you pay them as well. They should probably get paid. And this is adorable. There's a place in Oklahoma. It's called Noble Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. They kept getting calls last month from three little kids who would call them up and go, can we have some French fries? And they would, yeah, French fries. They wanted French fries. And then they would laugh and they would hang up. And so one of the owners decided, you know what, you little brats, I'll show you. And actually decided to track them down and get them the French fries. It kind of became a little game on both sides. This thing blew up on social media. Thousands of people commented on a post about it. This woman, who's one of the owners of this barbecue joint, ended up figuring out it was three little girls. They're 5, 9, and 11. Seriously, how adorable is this? The owner is planning French fry parties for them at school now. She also set up a GoFundMe to start savings accounts for them. They'll get the money when they turn 18 so they can use it for college or whatever their future plans are. And nah, it's cute. A quick Google search and you'll find it. It's just, yeah, warmed my heart just a touch. Have a great day. It's almost Friday. It's your Good Feeling Stories of the Day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Hey. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
I have so many questions. Gabrielle, do you love it or hate it when you get called Gabby?
Oh, I'm either way.
You're good with it? You're cool? You know, yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
And what do you call Central Vegas?
I mean, like 20 minutes from the strip, I guess.
Oh, what are your major cross streets?
My major cross streets are Charleston and Decatur.
I hear you. That's funny. I would say no. And I get how you're calling that Central Vegas. Cause yeah, isn't the geographic center is best of the West and you're not that far away from there. I'd call it West Side if it was me. I find this anybody who's listened to this show for any amount of time, I find that all fascinating. And it all shifts because the valley has changed so much, you know?
Yeah.
That's fun. You ready for your 177-second survey? How do we feel about Meghan Trainor? Do you like Meghan Trainor?
Her music's okay.
She bugs me.
I think she's a little much on social media.
There we go. That's it. And all the time you're talking about your booty and stop it. All of that. I don't know that we would hang out. I really want to talk to her. I do. I want to talk to her because then I would know for sure. And I get the idea that she would challenge me and we'd end up not being friends. I don't know. I'm just saying. Hang on, I gotta go find this thing now. The question was finding out he's going to propose.
got into a fight with her boyfriend. He was going away on a mysterious trip. He said, it's really important for both of us, but I can't tell you what I'm doing. Pretty obvious he's going to go off to buy her a ring. Is this okay?
I mean, if he was about to propose, then maybe you should have some more trust in him and in the relationship, you know? So, I would
Are you married?
I am.
So, did you know before he was... I mean, I always say you really shouldn't propose until, like, everybody knows. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to tell him. Like, my wife didn't know, but she knew it was coming eventually.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I went with him to buy the ring to make sure I liked it.
What about the side of it too, where they want to know because now everything goes on social media, and you want to know ahead of time so you can get your nails done.
Sure too, and some people really like, you know, they're really into that. So I guess it's good to know. I feel.
Yeah. Have you ever refused to accept an apology?
No, I'm pretty accepting.
Yeah, me too. If you're coming to me and you really mean it, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Oh God, this is so funny. My phone has just absolutely exploded. I have three different, including Kayla. That's funny because this is such a Kayla and such a Chet thing to do. I just looked up Best of the West Shopping Center. You're on crack if that's the center of the valley. Well, what is the center of the valley then? I was always told the geographic center was Best of the West. I don't know. I don't really have anything else. I don't really have anything else for this other than the apology rejected thing. They were just somebody did something pretty unacceptable. They cheated. Their best friend cheated with their husband. And they were like, well, everyone's apologized, but I just can't find myself to, I can't find my, find it in my heart to accept their apology. Am I a bad person? Well, no, you're not, you know, but so, yeah, all right.
No, I agree. I would never, I accept apologies, but that one I wouldn't. That's
horrible. No, that one's pretty rough. Yeah, everybody goes their separate ways on that one. Here's the other thing too, though. I don't have to fight with you about it. I can just walk away. In fact, I would rather walk away. I don't need that in my life. You know, I just eliminate it. That's how I roll. We'll see you at the Holo Holo Festival. You got passes for the whole weekend.
Yay. Thank you. All right.
Hang tight 1 second. Well, no, seriously, thank you. You're fantastic.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rarely do I get nervous before relationship rehab. I'm a little, I got butterflies on this one for real. Cause this, it's heavy. For obvious reasons, she did not give her name. You'll see why it's obvious in a minute. I was on vacation at the pool with my husband. I had been taking a nap. When I woke up, I see him on his phone. Looks like he's trying to take a photo. When I finally get my eyes focused, I see there are two teenage girls in bikinis in his path. I ask him what he's doing. He jumps and then gets defensive. He starts by playing it off as it's nothing. This escalates into a fight. We leave the pool. I demand to see the phone and tell him that he will not be sleeping in this room that night if he does not. What I find is a lengthy library of teenage girls in bikinis. Most of them are over 16, I would guess, but a few could be younger, I suppose. I ask him what the hell he's doing with these photos. He tells me it's a photo hobby. I tell him BS. We cut vacation short, come home. He heads to his sister's house. We're a few days in on this, and I don't know where to go with it. We've been married for 10 years. We're in our late 30s. We don't have any children of our own, but I can only imagine how I would feel if we did. Is he a predator? Or is this not as bad as I'm making it? My emotions are all over the place and I need some perspective. Okay, let's take out of the equation. Obviously, they need to go talk to somebody. Is this, here's where I kind of want to, I want to focus this. Is this super bad? Because it feels like it's super bad. Or is this, man, I hate to say harmless because it just doesn't, nothing about it looks harmless. But again, I need to, she needs to talk through it. They obviously need to talk to somebody, no doubt about it. So let's take that again. Let's take that out of the equation. Is he a predator or is this not a big deal? 702-364-9898. Would you like to join us at Teddy Swims? We've got an exclusive performance coming up soon, and we would love for you to be there. Why don't we start with caller number 25 at 702-364-9898.
Chet Buchanan Show. Oh my God, you know what I want. 98.5 KLUC.
Elizabeth, should we get together ahead of time and make sure that we're ready in case Teddy Swims needs us?
For sure.
All right. We should have a meeting. You're going.
I think we need a safety. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm a first time caller, so thank you.
First time caller, long time listener.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. I love that. I'm glad you did. And boy, you're jumping in on a tough one here. They were on vacation. He's taken pictures of teenage girls, and it's not the first time. There's a lot of that. Teenage girls in bikinis. And they've split up. They're in separate places right now, and she's freaking out. Is he predator? Is he a creeper?
It is a little creepy. What do you think?
Well, obviously, there's a reason why this is making me uncomfortable. Now, also, as usual, and I love, by the way, nice deflection. That's a great way to do that. To go, no, I'm not sure how I feel. What do you think?
Great. I know how I feel. I think it's creepy. Men of that age who have a daughter that age. It's just, I don't know. It doesn't sit well with you.
So here's what's weird. And a friend of mine, his name's Derek. I'll call him Derek. I'm afraid I'd rat him out. I can only tell you that about 10 years ago, a 30-year-old woman friend of mine was telling me that she was at her kid's swim lessons and the 16-year-old male instructor was hot AF. So she was taking stealth pictures of him in his swimsuit. And there was another mom doing the same thing. So if that was harmless, this is harmless too. Or is it?
I don't find that harmless. My friend has the same thing. He has a son who's a teenager, and he plays hockey. And all the moms in the group comment on his body, and it really bothers the dad. And it bothers me too. It doesn't sit right with me.
God bless other radio shows on the East Coast that are done with their show and listening to ours. This is my buddy Rick. A couple of years ago, a woman called in and told us that she
yeah
what's that
That's my buddy's name too, Rick from New
York. That's my buddy, and my buddy is in Virginia. A couple of years ago, a woman called us and told us she drives by a gym with big windows that face the street, and at night she can see in and sees a gorgeous guy working out. She actually got binoculars and parks across the street to watch him. She wondered if she was a creep. Well, a lot of people gave her a pass. A lot of people brought up that if this was a man doing this, he would be arrested and probably sentenced as a sexual predator.
Yeah, it's the total double standard. I agree.
I don't know. All right, well, let's talk about it at this Teddy Swims thing.
Okay.
You hang on 1 second.
Yeah, let's do it.
You hang on 1 second. We'll get some info.
Oh, thank
out of
you so much. You have a good day.
No, thank you so much. You need to call more often. Yeah. You're awesome.
Oh, thank you. I'm from Seattle.
Oh, wow. See, that's why it's good people from the PNW. Andre, okay, I need guys' perspective on this. Is this harmless? Can you skip over this and just tell him? Here's my thing. I would hope that their relationship would be strong enough, and I would hope that. Listen, I'm not saying everybody's like this, and I'm not, you know, but there's. Everybody's done something that they probably, if you know, they look at it, they go, I probably shouldn't have done that. I'm hoping this is that. And that she can go, okay, look, this ends today. This ends now. You know, but what's your thoughts?
Well, I mean, he has a library of pictures, so that's kind of creepy, I think. I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
Why would you be taking a whole bunch of, unless you're like a photographer and that's your thing that you could, but then that's still kind of creepy. Only teenagers.
That's what he's saying. He's like, oh, it's my hobby. It's my hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know.
To that later. No, that's kind
of
creepy.
One of us was going to say it. Yeah. One of us was going to say it.
Yeah.
All right, bro. Have a great day. Have a great day. Make sure everything's tied down so it doesn't blow away.
Yeah,
and we'll talk soon. Hey, get my boy in here. Big KB, I need some advice.
What's going on, man? Good morning.
Hello, sir. Okay, set me straight. Is this it's creepy. We can all agree it's creepy, right?
I would say, listen, Chet. People are so overreactive nowadays. Mm-hmm. The guy took pictures. Now, if I'm understanding the story correctly, he took some pictures of some attractive young ladies. I don't even think he was focused on their age. I think he was focused on the fact that they were attractive young ladies. His hormones might be a little out of control, but if he doesn't do anything deviant, nefarious, or illegal with those pictures, people, turn it down. The guy took some pictures. It's on the same level as the moms taking pictures of the 16-year-old lifeguard. He's hot.
That's the thing. If that's harmless, if you're going to give that a pass, then you do have to give this a pass. Bonus points for deviant and nefarious, two of my favorite words. Just because, yeah, no, that shows intelligence right there. Have a great day. My thing is this thing ends now. That's the way that's got to go. You know what? Yeah, we'll take one more. Alex, is there a way? Here's my real question. So we can all agree it's creepy. I mean, you know, Big KB was like, no, it's not that creepy. But is there a way through on this for you?
Not for me. If I was her, I would look into his search history. Maybe she's going to find a lot more than just innocent pictures like those. Oof. Because to me, he's probably, you know, doing a lot more than that. Maybe some kind of pornography. I don't know. To me, it sounds like it's a lot more than just pictures.
I was afraid of this. I knew this one was deep today. I was afraid of that.
Because a lot of times that's how they start.
Yeah. Yeah. But you can't, but also, are you going to throw away a 10-year marriage on the, you know what I mean? Oof, it's tough.
You know,
they definitely have to talk to somebody. She
better do it now before they have kids, because it's going to be a lot more difficult when they have kids.
Yuck. This whole thing is just yuck, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel for her.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! All right, then. It's almost Friday, and then St. Patrick's Day is on Sunday. Then Easter is a couple of weeks out. You don't have to wait that long to smell like it. What? Well, this might work. Peeps body spray. I don't know why that's funny to me. And I'm telling you right now, and I'm thinking of a friend of mine, female, Peeps body spray, and she just got a shiver down her spine in a good way. You know what I'm saying? Bottles of this Peeps body spray have been spotted on shelves at different discount stores for $5 a piece. Man, go to your Dollar Tree, find out if they've got Peeps body spray, and B, if they're going to be shutting their doors soon. I don't know if you heard about that. Dollar Tree's shutting down a bunch of stores. So people are already reselling these bottles of Peeps body spray on like eBay and Poshmark and whatnot for, well, they're $5 in the store. From what I understand, some are getting over 20 for them. They've got two different colors. Ugh, colors? That's probably not good. Pink and yellow. The yeller is marshmallow scented. Of course it is. The pink is strawberry cream. Now what's weird, so the yellow one has a yellow peep on the label, but the liquid is blue, so that's weird too. It might be meant for kids, but don't let that stop you. Really? Is it meant for kids? We also saw, doing a little check to see where we might find this stuff, we also saw peep scented body wash. Hey man, I honestly can see it. I know that there are people right now going, I gotta get me some of that. The Candy Association people, the National Confectioners Association, in related news, says our obsession with candy is at an all-time high. We spent $48 billion on candy last year. So some of that may have to do with inflation. It's still the most ever that we spent on candy. And so, yeah, drown yourself in Peeps stank. If you want to smell like Easter, smell like that. If you want to smell like my uncle, Camel Bear Butts and Jack Daniels,
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Listen, you can blame Boeing for a lot of things. It seems to be the hot new deal to blame Boeing for everything wrong. You can blame airlines for jammed bathroom doors. Remember that story from a couple of weeks ago as well? But listen, stop doing crazy stuff. Either in or outside of planes. Get on the plane, sit down, shut up. You know? Boy, and who among us, is it not just the worst flying out? So you're flying out of Vegas. That's usually pretty good. Because, you know, and that's the start of your vacation. It's the end of theirs, and they're hammered and they're out of money and all that kind of stuff. So they're usually pretty quiet. But then coming back from vacation, there's going to be a lot of people with this, you know, when spring break is over. But coming back into Vegas, is it not the worst when you're just like, my vacation's over and I want to get home? And people are on the plane going, Vegas, baby! And the flight attendants going, we've just landed in lost wages. Bleh. And don't do stuff like this. A flight in China delayed by more than 4 hours last week after a passenger threw coins into the engine. The idea was that they were lucky coins. Sure, they're not. In a video on Chinese social media, a flight attendant seen questioning the passenger who allegedly threw the coins, asking how many coins were thrown into the engine. They didn't even know. The passenger was like, I don't know, 3 to 5. Passenger was arrested. The airline said they were able to retrieve the coins, thank God. But then you got to do a full check on the engine. 4 hour delay before that plane was cleared to fly again. They also put a message on social media acknowledging that there have been incidents of people throwing coins at planes, apparently for good luck. And it's kicked up a bit since all this stuff has gone down with doors falling off and whatnot. But they've told people to knock it off. I support that.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, if you knew somebody was talking mess about you and ratting you out and that kind of thing, you would want me as your friend to tell you about it, would you not? Of course you would. And I would want you to do it for me. New York Times just did a big story on how car companies have started sharing our driving data with insurance companies. Insurance companies pay for that data. And if they don't like how you're driving, they'll up your rates and maybe even double them. So if your car is new enough to have like touchscreen and smart features and stuff like that, it's highly possible that your car is spying on you right now. And again, that the insurance companies are paying the car companies to get dirt on you. The article itself mainly talks about GM, but most of the major car companies are apparently doing it now. They basically trick you into using free apps. So you could do something about this on your own. The fine print, which nobody ever reads, of course not, says that it's okay that when you opt in, and this is how it happens most of the time too, that whether you're opting into a free app on your phone or whatever, that they can share your data with third parties. One app, the OnStar Smart Driver, is pushed as something that will help you to become a better driver. But GM confirmed that they use it to share what they're calling select insights and hard braking, hard accelerating, and anytime you go over 80, which is pretty much just, like right now on the 215, right? If you enabled that thing, you can unenroll at any time, but you might not even know that you signed up. Car dealers apparently now get bonuses if they sign you up. The whole thing's a scam. You wouldn't even know unless you looked at the fine print really carefully. Now, here's the good news. Folks in D.C. are aware of it. So just last month, a senator out of Massachusetts said it could be illegal. So they're looking into it. But industry experts say if car companies want to do it, they just need to be upfront about it, give you a warning that you'll actually see. Now, you're not the only one. They are tracking, apparently, millions of drivers. But among other reasons, if your insurance went up recently, that may very well be why. How about that? So just you might want to look into that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.